It's Anders doing it well, though, at the 250. He got away here. He leads by two to the face. Ole Kirkjumasi, and then Shake, 125 left to run. And in front, Anders, well clear. Ole Kirk runs to second, then the face, but the not a single doubt colt turns this into a rout. All too good. Anders won it by four. Ole Kirk second.
And yeah, it was a one-act affair. We spoke to Kieran Maher on Saturday morning, and she was oozing confidence, and you could see why. Anders has come back an absolute beast. Jason Collett was the man who gave him the steer, who's riding in great form as well. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Michael.
Gee, he must have given you a good feel on Saturday. He was just travelling so well in those conditions.
Yeah, he's a classy animal. Especially on the heavy track, it was a good feeling coming into the straight, knowing that you had a fair bit of horsepower under him.
Have you had much to do with him?
I actually gave him his second trial, I think it was, at Rosehill. And he won the trial by about seven or eight lengths, and I come out and I said to Annabelle, oh, geez, I think he's pretty bloody good. And, so I rode his first start, and he wasn't as impressive anyway, as I thought. So I kept quiet after that. So good to get a stakes winner anyway on a Saturday start, justifying the big call that I made about him.
Absolutely. Well, is he better than just a wet track horse then? Do you think he's got the brilliance and ability to produce a performance like that on top of the ground?
Well, we have to wait and find out, I guess. I think he does. I wouldn't say he's just a wet tracker, but as you probably just due to how his experience in the, he's only been raced best on wet tracks at this time of year, but I think as he gets older here,
he'll
be fine.
Well, he's won by almost five on a very heavy track. Was there much left, do you think?
Look, he was probably the last 1500. I was probably nearing the end, but we'd run pretty quick. I got softened up a bit by Gerald Ryan's runner, and he did come back under me well enough for what happened early, but I wasn't surprised that he was probably nearing the end of the finish line. Yeah.
Have you locked yourself in for the Golden Rose?
Not too sure where they're heading. It was actually a pickup ride, so I was the lucky one to get on him, but I'd say the Golden Rose is probably a bit far for him at this stage in his career. I think
you've
got probably
keeping
him in a
shorter trip, 1,200. Well, every time we get an impressive horse win over that sprint trip, the Everest is mentioned. Is that a little bit too ambitious, or is he a horse that you think could perform in a race like that?
Oh, I think after Saturday, it's not silly to be making these statements, but probably in time he will be, but I don't think at the moment. May just be coming a bit soon for an on-speed short trip 3-year-old against some pretty experienced runners like Nature Strip and that maybe in a year a bit later in his career.
It was a good day for you. You had a double. You're riding really well at the moment, Jason, as well. And I suppose looking on from here in Victoria with those week-in, week-out heavy tracks, is it difficult to be riding on those bog tracks every Saturday?
Getting used to it. getting used to it. Yeah. Oh, look, it's a bit frustrating, especially that Saturday of all days last 15, because, it was basically the start of, when you like to see these spring horses come back. They're trialling up at the moment, and the forecast, it was a heavy track. I think it's quite a few held off, so it could be very strong races in the next week or two. But I see there's more rain forecast Saturday, so are coming. So it could be another heavy track at Randwick, which probably no surprise to people.
Who's the horse you're most looking forward to partnering coming up in the spring?
This stage of looking like down towards Everest. Apart from that, not really too sure, just sort of a couple of handy stages that I've been riding. So, yeah, just see how the cards fall.
Well, G-Char's a great pickup heading towards the Everest. He's a very underrated sprinter, and he's an absolute gun. So when do we get to see him first up, do you know?
I think he's going to have a trial up here, and then I think he may make it to maybe the Concord, is it? I think, 1,000 metres. I'm not exactly 100% sure. To be honest, I probably know as much as you guys just from the press releases and that, but... we'll find out and see what happens.
Well, he's a good horse to look forward to, and it was a great win on the weekend, Jason. Well done.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, mate.